This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Whether you see it or not, whether the Republicans want to admit it, the Democrats, the political establishment, whomever, there is a changing of the guard in politics. And I'm talking about in general, and certainly with the Republicans, there is a changing of the guard. There is a changing of what represents Republican. As I like to say, I put the Republican I can. People like me, people like you. Elitists hate it because they've lost control. And the reason why I'm going to tell you there's a changing of the guard, and it's changing to MAGA. It's not all about Trump. Trump represents it, but it's not about him. And it's a stepbrother to the Tea Party movement. Really, it's a lost brother to the Tea Party movement. They just haven't done the Ancestry.com to know that they're actually real brothers. Really twins. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Mitch McConnell is on his last legs. We talk often about Pelosi. We talk about Schumer, how old they are. Mitch McConnell's in worse shape than any of them. And that's the one they want to run the Republican Party. You hardly ever hear Kevin McCarthy mentioned because they want it to be Mitch McConnell. Why? Because he is a rhino establishment Republican akin to the Democrats. Check their DNA. And by the way, they're twins as well. And they want, the elites want McConnell to be the guy in charge of the Republicans. They don't care. Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. The Uniparty says, make Mitch McConnell the man. But he won't. He can't. They can't do it. They have no ability to influence it. Trump is the man. And it's, look, I'm going to tell you, I'm not here to do a commercial for him. I like Ron DeSantis more probably than I should. Because I've spent time with him and I like his style. But I won't tell you I like him more than Trump. I think he's a great understudy to Trump. I think Ron has a lot of elitism tendencies, not in the way that he behaves, but in who he follows. And that, to me, is a little dangerous. But I like him. I like that he's on our team. I think this move... The recent moves that he's made are brilliant, at least from a media perspective. Like what? Can't be a foreign national and buy land in Florida. Makes sense. I remember when foreigners couldn't own our media. You guys remember that? You know, you're too young. My producers are too young to know that. You couldn't be a foreign entity and own our media because we were afraid of propaganda. Can you imagine that? So... DeSantis has made some good moves. He's a good guy, but I'm telling you, right now, Trump is setting the standard. And DeSantis admitted a while back he's following. He was completely enamored with Trump, as he should have been, because Trump was making the right moves. But the two things that Donald Trump has to fix, he's got to stop with this bragging about Wu Flu. He's got to pick better people. He's got to put the right people around him. But going back to why the elitists don't like him, he won't play by the rules. And the reason is clear. The rules suck. The rules only benefit a few. As we've seen time and again, you can't get away with what Hillary Clinton gets away with. You can't get away with what Hunter Biden up to this point has gotten away with. And of course, today, we're learning a lot more, aren't we? Consider all that the elitist did to crush Trump. Think about it. Who could have withstood this? Who could have stayed the course, kept themselves in the game, refused to... I mean, most people I know would have been crawled up in a corner in a fetal position going, why me? Yep. It worked for a bit. These guys had Trump's people questioning him. It was no longer about Twitter. It was, he's still always in the news. Nobody's hearing about. They did everything they could to crush this man, and it worked. His Q score was dropping. I know it for a fact. I was at a Trump rally in Arizona. 5,000 people, give or take, maybe. There was a time you would have waited hours. I waited no time. Parked my car, went in there. There was some lines. So I was VIP, of course. I was VIP. And there were lines, but for the most part, easy to get in. And Trump showed up. It was Marjorie Taylor Greene. It was a host of people. This is Carrie Lake prior to the election. As big as it gets for us, we had all the cast of characters. And maybe there were 5,000 people. But soon, those numbers will be back. I'm telling you. And the elites are scared, and rightfully so. Many pro-Trump people had cooled to the man. And here's what's so sad about it. Most of them didn't even know why. They cooled to him because the media said it. One of my good friends said, you know, Kevin, I'll vote for Trump twice, but I just wish he'd just stay out of the way. We need somebody else. And I go, and I asked him a simple question. I went, why? Well, and that was it. Really? You can't get, well, look, his policy on this backfired. Joe Biden did this. Yeah, nothing. Nope. Well, you got to give me more than that. You want to get rid of a guy who's really done well outside of the two things that I talked about. And by the way, they could be big things. If I were running against Trump, I would make a big to-do about what he didn't do in Wu Flu, why he didn't stay the course. You're supposed to be a leader. Why would you allow them to steal $6 trillion from the American people? See, the Democrats can't do that. They can't argue that point. They were part of the grift. But if I were running against Trump, I'd say, well, here's what I would want and what I would say to you, Mr. Trump. If you didn't have the balls to stick with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, knowing that they worked, why should I let you lead me? What was the cost of this? The shutdown of an economy? People committing suicide, people losing their life savings over your bad decision, and you're bragging about Operation Warp Speed? You should be ashamed of yourself. If I were running against them, that's what I would say. I'd say, I would have said, screw you, take ivermectin, do this, we're not shutting anything down, and let the chips fall where they may. That would have been leadership, and it would have saved us $6 trillion. And you know what else? We wouldn't be in partnership with China. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
They are calling what's happening to Trump a stunning turnaround. And I pulled up media around this stunning turnaround because I got curious. Here's some of the headlines that you're seeing in the news. George Stephanopoulos admits the new 2024 poll just brutal for Biden. We played that the other day. Here's another one. Investor Business Daily. Biden's approval rating falls sharply. It's the economy. Then they go with the IBD/TIP poll. Newser. Biden lags Trump in poll. Alarming party strategist. Here's another one. Something is seriously wrong with President Biden. MSN News, that's who that one was from. Politico, Biden approval rating hits new low. Mediaite, new poll, Trump leading Biden by 7 points in 2024 race. Fox News, Biden complains about negative press coverage to MSNBC, suggests it's to blame for bad polling. Another one, Biden trailing rather, Trump on key issue affecting American families as 2024 race heats up. And those are the headlines across the banner, you know, various news deals. When I Googled Joe Biden bad or Joe Biden poll bad, something like that. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson again is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. MSNBC, the one that wasn't very kind to Biden, said, to be precise, Trump is enjoying a 7-point turnaround. Washington Post ABC News poll released on May the 7th indicates that Trump leads Biden 49% to 42%. Now, let me just tell you this right now. The 42% is suspect to me because Joe Biden's done nothing to move it from when it was in the 30s. The number of Democrats that don't want Biden to run. Now, maybe it is the phraseology of the questions, but I don't believe this. Anyway, it goes on. It says Trump leads Biden 49 to 42%. Meanwhile, 44% of U.S. adults polled said they'd vote for Trump in 2024, whereas 38% would vote for Biden. See, now we're getting to the crux of the numbers. 38% for Biden, 44% for Trump. I'm inclined to believe that, even though I do believe Trump's going to get more and more for all the reasons that I said in yesterday's program. Let's see. 12% undecided. Now, they talk about the undecided and they say, well, the undecideds are people that hadn't gone with Trump that much. And let me tell you what they're basing it on. The exit polling from a cheated election. The people that they go, oh, well, we counted the independents and here's what they had to say. Don't believe the hype. Not true. It says this. Perhaps the fact that he's been out of office and Biden has himself performed poorly since taking over from Trump in January 2021, Biden's approval, as they say, dropped from 42% in January to 46%, means that undecided voters might break for Trump. Really, they might? Of course they're going to break for Trump. The guy finishes with this, and this was the part that I liked the best. He says, Democrats should be more worried than they are. Biden is not their knight in shining armor, and Trump is not the boogeyman they've made him to be over the last 6 years. Think about that. They're having to admit this. Biden, I don't know who ever thought he was a bright knight or what a shining knight, whatever. How could you even possibly think that? But the fact that he's no longer the shining knight and Trump is no longer the pariah, that's where you get the flip. And the media is having to admit this. Now, let me tell you why they're doing it. They're doing it early in the election cycle so they can say, look at all this positive news we've given to Donald Trump. It's so positive. What's not? Already talked about it. It's a setup. That's okay. We'll take it. All news is good news, as they say. He goes on, he writes, if enough Americans are more concerned about the negative direction of the country, as well as Biden's advanced age, and the health problems associated with that, perhaps the otherwise unpopular Trump can squeak by to re-election. So Trump is unpopular, but his numbers are always higher than Biden's, and they're growing. How unpopular is he? I looked at 2022. Let me give you some headlines. This is from Time Magazine. No, well, let me just give you the headlines. Biden approval hits new low as more Democrats sour on ... That was NPR. 7/20 of 2022. You can look these up. Politico, Biden's approval rating hits new low. Oh, that was this one, 5-7-2023. 5-6-7-2022. Joe Biden's dismal poll numbers as a feature, not a glitch. That was the one that got my attention. They're a feature, not a glitch. And keep in mind, this was prior to the midterms. They're not a glitch. Joe Biden is not popular. Never has been, never will be. 5/5/2020. Cinco de Mayo, 2022. Sorry. More bad news for Biden. More Americans are blaming him for dot, dot, dot. NBC News, Meet the Press, Joe Biden's bad week, rough polls, bad breaks, and an awkward dot, dot, dot. Reuters, USA Today, Reuters, Biden approval poll tracker, and it says the three-day poll, which ended in Sunday, showed a modest decline from last month, and it goes on to give you the numbers. This is bad news for, as I said, here's what I hate I'm right about this. I do. I wish Joe Biden could get through the primary and run again, because I want Donald Trump to kick his sorry butt. That's what I want. But he's not going to make it, sadly. He'll be lucky to be alive. I'm not kidding. He'll be lucky to be alive. If it weren't for the care that he got, once he became president, Joe Biden probably would be dead. I don't want to dwell on this. I just want to tell you that. You look at this, I've never seen this big of a media onslaught against a candidate on the left in ages. And it's not to be fair. It's not, well, you guys always complain we don't talk about Biden. Now we're talking about Biden and you're complaining. I'm not complaining. I just would like to know your agenda. Do you really want to give Trump a fair shot? I know the answer to that. Of course not. They need to get Biden. And Biden's not getting the message. So they're amping it up a little bit. And I think soon he will get the message.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The busy Memorial Day holiday travel period is in full swing. This passenger at LAX offers some advice about navigating the busy airport.
Yeah, try to stuff everything in a carry-on. That really makes it a lot better. Get there as early as you can, I guess.
An estimated 1.2 million people could pass through the airport by Monday. That represents a nearly 8% increase from 2019. The debt ceiling talks roll on. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy claims Democrats are out of step with ordinary Americans. McCarthy said polls show most Americans want work requirements for social benefit programs.
Work requirements passed with 82% of the vote. Whatever passes with that higher mark. So I don't understand why Democrats here have a different opinion than Americans across the country, Republicans and Democrats.
Celine Dion wrote on social media, sorry to her fans that she has to cancel her world tour due to health issues. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Again, you can sit there and deny that the actions you took, your policies, have sent the signal to the world. Again, end Title 42. It is the final signal that our border is completely open. You even stopped calling it apprehension. Now it's just encounter. You encounter. You're managing the process by making that processing and dispersing so much more efficient.
I would like to finish my answer.
Well, you're not answering the question. You're just dodging it.
No, I've already answered your question, Senator, if I may, that we do not believe the policies of this administration have caused the migration
You're living in an alternate reality.
Is
the goal of this administration to actually reduce the flow of illegal immigrants, or is the goal just making it more efficient to let them in and disperse?
That was Senator Ron Johnson grilling Mayorkas on the immigration policy. And as you can see, we didn't do anything to create this problem, says Mayorkas, when it's a complete turnaround from where it was with Trump. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm just going to play some immigration clips that have been collected during the time of the Biden administration. You can make up your own minds about what you think about them. But here's another one. This is Pompeo on immigration. Now, I think the next one we have is what? L.A. Times? Yeah. So cut three's L.A. Times. But here's Pompeo talking about illegal immigration.
Isn't it extraordinary that President Biden drops his budget on the Friday before the long Memorial Day weekend last week, and in that budget, that zero increase toward Homeland Security, Secretary, okay? 1.6% increase toward defense spending. When you consider inflation, that would be a decline in defense spending. And yet, there's $4 billion that he wants to allocate toward these Central American countries. Sending them $4 billion, is that going to help them, bribe them to tell other people, don't try to cross the border?
It's not going to do a bit of good. That money will end up in the hands of corrupt cartels. It'll end up in bad places. I can tell you where it won't go. It won't go towards humane policies that prevent people from leaving those countries and coming to the United States. The conditions down there are terrible, and a little bit of money from the United States isn't going to solve it. It is ridiculous to think that you can underfund the CBP, underfund our ICE agents, the folks who are responsible for these policies and their implementation, and then set up a policy that rewards people for coming across the border, knowing that if they make some asylum claim, they're going to get to disappear inside the United States. That's the magnet. That's the thing that drives what you're seeing. These now hundreds of thousands each month coming across our border. This is a catastrophe, Maria. And American money going to Central American leaders isn't going to solve this problem.
This is only in one state. From the LA Times. 1.
40% of all workers in LA County, that's 10.2 million people, are working for cash and not paying taxes. This is because they are predominantly illegal immigrants working without a green card. Donald Trump was right, too. 95% of warrants for murder in Los Angeles are for illegal aliens. 3. 75% of people on the most wanted list in Los Angeles are illegal aliens. 4. Over two-thirds of all births in Los Angeles County are to illegal alien Mexicans on Medi-Cal, whose births were paid for by taxpayers. 5. Nearly 35% of all inmates in California detention centers are Mexican nationals. They are here illegally. 6. Over 300,000 illegal aliens in Los Angeles County are living in garages. 7. The FBI reports half of all gang members in Los Angeles are most likely illegal aliens from south of the border. 8. Nearly 60% of all occupants of HUD properties are illegal. 9. 21 radio stations in LA are Spanish-speaking. 10. In LA County, 5.1 million people speak English, 3.9 million speak Spanish. By the way, there are 10.2 million people in the LA County. All 10 of the facts were published in the Los Angeles Times. Less than 2% of illegal aliens are picking our crops, but 29% are on welfare. Over 70% of the United States annual population growth, and over 90% of California, Florida, and New York, results from immigration, and also, 29% of inmates in federal prisons are illegal aliens.
I'm Kevin Phillips with Campus Reform. Today we're going to be asking students for their opinion on the policy of deporting people that are illegally here and have broken the law. We're going to be reading them a quote in support of that policy, but what they don't know is the quote is actually President Obama's from 2014. Will that change their opinion? Let's find out. Donald Trump announced this past week that he would be urging ICE and other administration authorities to seek out people living here illegally that have broken the law to deport them. So I have a quote for you here that's been making the rounds on social media about the deportation of criminal illegal aliens. We are a nation of laws. Undocumented workers broke our laws, and I believe they must be held accountable, especially those who may be dangerous. That's why over the past 6 years, deportations of criminals are up 80%, and we're going to keep focusing on threats to our security. What's your thought on that quote and that policy in general?
I think that policy comes from a place of, like, white American nationalism. Donald Trump has kind of, like, embraced this rhetoric of, like, racism and xenophobia that is not beneficial to our country at all.
I don't think that quote really stands true.
This administration has totally not done anything moral.
This is really awful.
Amnesty does not necessarily mean that we're losing border security. I think that Trump feels that way.
I think that's a bad decision because, like, the United States should be open to, like, immigrants. Like, it's, like, they call it land with the free for a reason.
We just have to advocate for those kind of people. People like in Congress, like Ocasio-Cortez, who is helping people overcome these kinds of things.
Crimes do not nullify your humanity, and people are coming here in search of opportunity.
I'm going to show you the person who said that quote.
We're also a nation of laws. Undocumented workers.
Is that surprising?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why is that surprising?
Because I thought it was the Trump administration that said something like that.
Yeah, it's quite surprising. I thought it was from Trump.
I didn't expect it to be Obama either.
Why did you not expect it to be Obama?
Because...
Not a mom who's working hard to provide for
it. I don't know. Like, it never occurred to me that it could be Obama.
Is that surprising that it's a quote from President Obama?
Yeah, that was surprising for sure, yeah.
Do you think it's still a practice of white nationalism, though, to deport criminal legal aliens?
I think the way Trump's doing it is.
Okay. But President Obama, to this point in Trump's presidency, Obama actually deported more people, though. So it's, in practice, it was more from Obama, though.
What's your question?
I'd say my understanding of Obama versus Trump is that Obama was more liberal as far as amnesty and border security. I expected that quote to come from Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, it just shows the hypocrisy in politics. So one person can say something 5 years ago, and next thing you know, it doesn't apply to them anymore, and that they can now be the morality police for whoever is in charge now.
Does that change your opinion of the practice to know that President Obama did the same thing? Actually, to this point in his presidency, deported more people than President Trump had at this point.
No. Again, I just think that there's a moral way to do it, and I don't know a ton about Obama's deportation policies, but I imagine that they were a lot more humane than the ones currently going on.
You got to love when people are confronted with the reality of, oh, my hero did something versus, oh, I thought it was the bad guy. I love those. Cabot does a great job of that, those types of interviews. And we need to do more of those exposés. Can you imagine if we took a thing that showed what Joe Biden said about black folks and just showed it in the black community and said, who's the racist? Who's the sexist? Who's the homophobe? Who's the xenophobe? Who are the real warriors? I'm talking about the mean-spirited people that beat people up. Who are the liars? Who are the people who tell you that the vax is good? I mean, just take any topic you want. Give them the data. Pretend that it's the person that they hate. And then say, gotcha! And do it time after time after time and watch what happens to these chumps. I already know what's going to happen. It's so pathetic to watch this, and it's time and time again. And look, I'm going to tell you right now, the way we solve it is we've got to be creative in what we come up with. We can't just leave it to chance that these guys are that they're going to come to their own conclusions. I think I told you guys this story. A friend of mine, she is a converted Democrat, and I said to her, "What did it?" And she goes, "It didn't take much." And I went, "Really? Why?" She goes, "Well, you want to know how I became a Democrat?" I said, "How?" She says, "The people were canvassing in my neighborhood. They knocked on the door, the Democrats. They said, 'Are you registered to vote?' And I said, 'No.' They said, 'Well, let's get you registered.' And they registered me as a Democrat." She goes, "I voted Democrat ever since." That's it. No secret sauce. No analysis. No, am I really a Democrat or am I a Republican? You better be talking to your kids. You better be talking to people about these issues. Do you know right now Mayorkas is saying, it isn't our fault. We didn't grow the numbers at the border. Well, what's he think did it? Oh, it's the expiration of Title 42. Well, okay, if you knew that was coming, why didn't you plan on something else that says, look, Title 42 is going to expire, but that doesn't mean it's going to be a free-for-all getting into America. Did they do any planning on this? You know the answer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What we are expecting tonight from the January 6th investigation is something that's been described as a season finale.
You ready for the mashup? You ready to see how the media on the left coordinates everything? You want to watch another lie be exposed like we do each and every day on this very program when we talk about leftist skanks, progressives, whatever they want to call themselves? I like to just use the word that they are, skanks. Here's the rest of that clip with Rachel Maddow talking about, oh, here's what's going to be the new talking points you need to understand about J6.
Not show finale, but a season finale. There may be more seasons. There may be bonus episodes.
The way that I've been talking about this hearing is that it's more the season finale than the series finale for the committee.
The season finale, as it were, of their blockbuster hearing.
In prime time. A season finale of sorts.
Thursday's prime time finale, so to speak.
Does this feel to you like the series finale or the season finale for the January 6th committee?
That's such a good way to put it.
We thought this was the season finale. Everybody's like, come back for more. There is hunger. There is new information. These are incendiary revelations. Even the things we thought we knew, we're learning it's a multidimensional scandal, right?
Shape the narrative, you know, the end of season one, as you're effectively doing, in a way that lets us know there may still be more to come and move towards that in the season two if necessary.
It almost felt as if it was like the series finale. At one point, Liz Cheney said, stay tuned for September, which is like season two.
There will be a season two, so to speak.
Last night was just the season finale. We learned another season's coming.
TV ratings stayed strong throughout the series. It's weird to say it's a series, but it was a summer series of television, and it turned out to be one of the highest rated shows of the summer.
Consider tonight the finale of season one. We will be back in September with more hearings. We've seen all eight episodes through Thursday's season finale of the hearings. Wasn't it cliffhanger for you in any way?
I don't know if we'll get stuff on the Secret Service. I don't know if we'll get stuff on the military and the National Guard. I don't know if we'll get stuff on... Yeah.
That could be season two.
We wanted security. We wanted safety. There was no insurrection, and there wasn't going to be an insurrection. It was made up by these sick people. Nancy Pelosi and the D.C. mayor refused. If they'd listened to me, my recommendation, none of this would have happened, and you wouldn't have heard about January 6th as we know it. They covered up multiple tweets, and they covered up a video which were censored by Twitter and the FBI, in which I called for law and order and for no violence. And then they pushed an absurd and discredited story where I supposedly lunged for the steering wheel in an attempt to commandeer a presidential limousine. Think of it. I lunged for a steering wheel. And they believe that story. Nobody believes that story. The committee barely even discussed the catastrophic security failures at the Capitol. And they didn't discuss the other thing, the reason that everybody went there, the election, which was a corrupt disaster. They did not discuss why the doors were flung wide open for people to walk right in. And they didn't discuss the role of federal informants. Most importantly, the Unselect Committee did not produce a single shred of evidence that I in any way intended or wanted violence at our Capitol. The evidence does not exist because the claim is baseless and a monstrous lie. They know it. It's just like the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. This is absolutely no different. It's misinformation, the only thing they're good at. Cheating in elections, misinformation. The events of January 6th were not an insurrection. They were a protest that tragically got out of control, and which the left has been weaponizing ever since to censor, spy on, and persecute American citizens. The entire phony hoax is about taking away your speech, taking away your vote, and taking away your freedom. These are sick people. These are Marxists, and they're very dangerous and very bad people.
The images you'll see were recorded 26 months ago today on January 6, 2021. Until now, politicians have kept this tape hidden from the public. There is no legitimate justification for that, and there never has been. On January 6, 2 years ago, thousands of protesters walked from a Trump rally on the Ellipse outside the White House to the U.S. Capitol, where the certification of the presidential election was underway. The protesters were angry. They believed that the election they had just voted in had been unfairly conducted. And they were right. In retrospect, it is clear the 2020 election was a grave betrayal of American democracy. Given the facts that have since emerged about that election, no honest person can deny it. Yet the beneficiaries of that election continue to lie about what is now obvious. The real crime, they will tell you again and again, is not what happened on Election Day 2020. The real crime is what happened 2 months later on January 6th, when Donald Trump led an insurrection against the duly elected American government.
Welcome, folks. I just want to give you a little bit of context. I'm going to play some clips. I just want you to understand how deep this goes and why you're in this battle, why you do what you do, why you listen to this show, why you get involved, why you contact me and ask me questions. Why are you inquisitive about where things are going to go? Why are you looking to strategize? Why are you in the game in your local elections? Why do you care? Is it because you're selfish? Or is it because you're doing it for somebody else? I will bet you money that you are doing what you're doing, not for yourselves, but for somebody else. Your kids, your grandkids, maybe even your great-grandkids. If you're black and you're about 40, it could be your great-great-great-grandkids. Okay? Great. So the point is, you're not selfish. You're not doing this for yourself. You're doing it because you care about somebody else. You know what else you're doing it for? Nostalgia. You don't like what you're seeing. Thanks for being here. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm going to play a couple more clips for you. What do you need me to tell you? Trump's been right. Trump's been right about everything that he's talked about. And the reason, look, he's no guru. You don't need to have written The Art of the Deal to know when you've been cheated and to know that they continue to target you. There's nothing here that anybody with a brain can't figure out. And what is most amazing to me is how the left don't hide it. They put it right in front of your face. Just played a clip from Tucker Carlson. Wouldn't let the video out of J6, but they have people under arrest, essentially completely taking away their rights, and then they withhold evidence right from their attorneys. Unbelievable. If you don't think elections are important, and you better get off your butt and go support the Republicans, as weak-kneed sissies as those people are, why are you getting all this information today? Because you got them in the House. I want you to think about for just a second what you wouldn't know if the Republicans hadn't won the House. These people are scurrilous, big-time cheaters. I want to play a clip of Trump because he's warning you. And I play these clips because I'm telling you, I can tell you the same thing, but maybe you just need to hear it from a rich white guy. But Donald Trump's telling you what I say and what you better heed. And here's what he said at a rally.
For the last 2.5 years, we have been under siege. And with the Mueller report, we won. And now they want a do-over. They want a do-over. Let's do it again. Didn't work out too well. Let's do it again. We went through the greatest witch hunt in political history. The only collusion was committed by the Democrats, the fake news media, and their operatives, and the people who funded the phony dossier, crooked Hillary Clinton, and the DNC. It was all an illegal attempt to overturn the results of the election, spy on our campaign, which is what they did, and subvert our democracy. Remember, the insurance policy, just in case Hillary Clinton lost. Remember the insurance policy. The Democrats don't care about Russia. They only care about their own political power. They went after my family, my business, my finances, my employees, almost everyone that I've ever known or worked with. But they are really going after you. That's what it's all about. They tried to erase your vote, erase your legacy of the greatest campaign and the greatest election probably in the history of our country. And they wanted to deny you the future that you demanded. And the future that America deserves, and that now America is getting. Our radical Democrat opponents are driven by hatred, prejudice, and rage. They want to destroy you, and they want to destroy our country as we know it.
There you have it, folks. Trump giving you the biggest warning he's ever given, if you're paying attention. See you soon.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.